Tomorrow, the political spotlight will shine on Michigan and Washington, two states holding presidential caucuses. Democratic frontrunner John Kerry is believed to hold a sizable lead in Michigan. And in Washington, a place once regarded as Howard Dean country, Kerry is gaining momentum. Dean is hoping that a win in Washington will propel him to victory in Wisconsin later this month. That's a race Dean says he must win. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Howard Dean was the first Democratic candidate to campaign in Washington state. His were the first yard signs and bumper stickers. His early rallies drew thousands of passionate supporters. But in recent days, John Kerry has come on strong. An overflow crowd of about 2,500 greeted Kerry in Seattle Tuesday night, following the senator's five-state victory earlier in the day. Surrounded on stage by the governor, other party leaders, and the head of the AFL-CIO, Kerry spoke of a stronger, fairer, more prosperous America.
George Bush, who speaks of strength, has made America weaker. Weaker economically, weaker in education, weaker in health care.
President Bush, he charged, has made America weaker militarily by overextending our forces, overstraining our reserves, driving away our allies.
And running the most arrogant, reckless, inept, and ideological foreign policy in the modern history of our country.
Democratic Party officials here expect a record turnout for Saturday's caucuses, perhaps more than 100,000 people, fueled in part by get-out-the-vote rallies and by caucus training sessions that teach voters what to do.
Sheets circulating, signing quickly.
At this mock caucus held last week, party officials flipped through voter preference sheets as they tallied the practice votes.
You got an undecided two?
Okay, there's no Deans there. Two, we've got three, four, five more for Dean.
Okay.
Dean won this mock contest, but not by much. John Kerry was a close second. Neither Wesley Clark nor John Edwards has campaigned here, though Dennis Kucinich is thought to have pockets of strength. Supporters of Howard Dean don't seem disappointed by their candidate's lack of success so far. More than 1,000 crammed into a Seattle auditorium the other day, and Dean didn't disappoint. He offered an impassioned, upbeat plea for fundamental change. As the foot-stomping and ear-splitting applause started to fade away, Howard Dean reminded those inside the hall what they needed to do.
All I can say is, after that, you guys better go out and win the February 7th caucuses. Because you can be as enthusiastic as you want in here and whoop and holler, but if we don't translate this into votes, we're not going to make it. We're going to win sooner or later, but I'd rather win sooner than later.
Sandra Tango and Ken White liked what they heard and planned to support Dean on Saturday.
I think people are ready for a change, ordinary people, for health care and everything that he just spoke about tonight. I love what he did in Vermont. I'm from Vermont. My family lives in Vermont. They speak very highly of him.
I'm also a Dean supporter, and I really think that change is in the air if people will go ahead and smell it.
In a telephone call with reporters yesterday, Howard Dean was cautiously optimistic.
My voters are intensely loyal, which I appreciated, which is why I think we're going to do well tomorrow. I really do think we're going to win in Washington, but it's going to be close.
But the momentum is plainly with Kerry. And here, as in the rest of the country, his supporters speak of the senator's experience and electability. Brian Garrow, who lives in Hoquiam, Washington, says Kerry has the ability to reach out beyond hardcore Democrats.
I come from a small rural county where everybody owns a gun, and I just happen to think that Kerry being a war hero and using that in the election is a nice counterpoint to George Bush, who wants to be a war hero and never was.
Some 76 delegates from Washington state will be chosen by the caucus process. Howard Dean in particular will be paying close attention, hoping a good showing here might give him the boost he needs to win in Wisconsin and stay in the race. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.